Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I am here with my friend, John Lunger.
I'm here with my friend, Glenn. I have a dry bar comedy special coming out sometime this year. Tickle!
I do. Thanks, bud.
Yeah. Well, and as always on this podcast, we're rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads in easy and convenient to listen to podcast form. That's the name of the game. That's what we're doing. That's why we're here. And I'm happy to be doing it in another calendar year.
Me too. Sorry, my dog was walking around. He's just click clack. We got hardwood floors in a lot of places, and his little claws just click clack all over it anytime I'm trying to record anything. Oh boy, this guy.
Yeah, and we typically record a little bit late, a chance to put the little ones to bed, but I couldn't make that work. So there's just
They're having bath time. So if anybody hears what sounds like children drowning, they're fine. They're just playing in the tub with their mommy. She's not in there. She's just kind of supervising.
Little concerned that some of our listeners might have a reference point as to what children drowning sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, we know Ben listens.
Oh boy.
Famous child murderer Ben Youngerman.
Ah. Well, let's dive into it because that's how you save drowning children.
Dive in there, save those babies.
We're going to do a classic formatted episode, which means no guest for us this week, just you and me tackling a topic.
Yeah, we figured with the holidays and everything, you know, people's schedules are nuts last week and this week. So we'll pop these off. We'll get guests back in here soon, friends. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah. So I did the deed this week. I posted on my Facebook account that Glenn and I are recording new improvised Wikipedia episodes. So what's a thing you want to know more about? And I got 18 comments, Glenn.
Solid.
Couple bits in there. But what do we say about bits every time? We'll deal with it if any of them come up. So I need a number between 1 and 18 from you.
Let me get a 12 in there.
12? All right. So this is an interesting one. I think you're going to know a little bit about this. It is from friend of the show, possible previous guest, pretty confident. No, fantastic previous guest, Daniel Moyer, came prepared with a list of questions about Canada when we had him on.
That dude was the most prepared guest we've ever had, including you and me.
It's true. What a goddamn delight that was. You should listen to the Canada episode after you listen to this one, everybody.
It's a delight.
A delight. But Daniel, this time around, is sort of kind of not too far off of that theme. He is suggesting we discuss the concept, the act of hibernation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Most animals that people think hibernate don't, and there's animals that do hibernate that people don't realize they hibernate.
Real quick, is everything okay on your end? It sounds like there's children drowning.
Yeah, they're fine. We have extra.
Okay. Okay, good. What animals don't hibernate that commonly
bears, people
think? Bears don't hibernate?
Nah, those fools go dormant.
What's the difference between hibernation and dormancy?
So hibernation is, it's all, you almost die.
Wait, what?
It's close to being dead, essentially.
Your heart rate slows down to
your
like
heart rate,
nothing.
Your metabolic processes, everything like slows down to just above dead. You stay in like one spot the whole time. Bears don't truly hibernate; they go dormant. They eat a bunch, right? Because they're not going to be out hunting in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
They go in a cave. They get up and like move around. Like they're not just in a spot. Like tortoises, you know what those idiots do? Hibernate, baby. Their heart rates drop. They go, there's an artist named Neil Slorence. You can follow him on Twitter. He's done some Doctor Who comics, does some Scottish political comics that I don't understand because I don't know what's going on over there. He did the Mr. Toibato drawing that's on the cover of my first album. I bring him up because he's a pet tortoise. And when you have a pet tortoise, at some point in the year, you put them in a box and you just throw them in your closet. And you're like, you're going to be in there for a good 3 months, bud. Wow. Hey, see you in March, little friend. Huh. And then you take them out and they start to like warm up and they start to move around more slowly and stuff.
That's really interesting. My big takeaway from it is, you know, a Scottish graphic designer who has a pet tortoise.
Yeah. Neil Sorn. I mean, I don't know him. I think we're Twitter mutuals.
Yeah.
So right. That's about as far as, and I bought art from him. I have the original for the Toibato drawing that he did. That nice. I've yet to hang it up anywhere.
So
hang on a second. Can you hear the Beatles music playing very loudly?
No.
All right. This word is going to get picked up and we're not going to be able to use this audio for anything.
What song?
Norwegian Wood.
Oh, classic. I love Norwegian Wood.
I don't know why.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
Huh. I always thought it was relatively haunting.
Probably might not be what I like about it. I got my wife a shower curtain that in big letters made up of negative space say all you need is love, and then the rest of it is filled in with lyrics to Beatles songs.
No, I thought you were going to say it was clear and it was filled in with your bits.
Nope. I imagine what is happening at bath time right now is my children were asking about the shower curtain. They're like, what's that song? What's that word say? What's that song? And my wife is playing them Beatles songs.
Interesting.
As loudly as possible, apparently.
Helpful. Well, thanks, Steph. Okay, so back to hibernation. I think I definitely understand the distinction here, but for a reference point, what Nick Fury does in Captain America, the Winter Soldier, is basically like a real quick hibernation. He slows his heart rate down to its like barely perceivable. They pronounce him dead, right?
Sure. I don't remember that much about
what fucking good are
that
you
movie.
It's the best Captain America
Johnny
movie.
Quest's friend Haji can do it. He can slow his heart rate down to convince people that he died. He's mastered yoga, so that's why he can do it.
If you do enough downward facing dog,
goes
you can
into
do
a type of hibernation when they freeze him.
Sure. What about
that's more of a cryostasis situation.
What about Han Solo and Carbonite?
Because he comes out and he can't see anything because he gets hibernation sickness.
Okay, cool. So hibernation sickness is
a made up thing in Star Wars that makes you go blind when you come out of the Carbonite so that Chewie has to help you get around.
Man, I'm starting to think that like I do this podcast just because I'm an idiot and I learned so much. That's great. I have no idea. It's a made up thing.
Like when a tortoise wakes up from hibernation, like when great artist Niels Lawrence's tortoise comes out of the box in the spring, he's not like, guys, I can't see shit. can you point me in the right direction here to find the lettuce or whatever?
Right. I mean, the big headline there would be tortoise wakes up from hibernation and can talk, but whatever.
Yeah, that would be the bigger issue.
Hey, so, okay, let's go back to bears because, okay, they go dormant.
Yeah, which is like hibernation light.
Sure, kind of like what we many people experienced in 2020. We stayed in our little caves and we did not move nearly as much as we used to, for sure. But where do you think this hibernation, this misconception with bear, where does that come from?
I think it's just because it's similar, like... We figured out what hibernation, I think what happened was people are like, man, you know, it's January. I haven't seen a bear in like weeks. And then
they come back
in the spring.
They're like, Clark, man, we usually see at least two bears a week up in this joint. What's going on?
And then like, Clark, man, I don't know. And they like take notes and then and then somebody like decides, he's like, I'm gonna find these winter bears. I don't know where they're going. And he's like, oh, they're just sleeping the whole time. And then somebody else figures out what hibernation is. And
right.
It's like, oh, it's like what bears do. He's like, kind of. And it just, because bears go somewhere for 3 months and we don't really see them, it gets lumped in with like actual hibernation. Bears just go home, man. They just go, they're like, it's so cold out. I'm going to hang out in this cave. I ate a bunch of salmon to get ready for it.
Yeah. Well, you know what is crazy here? And this is ultimately, I think, going to play into whether or not we decide we win this episode.
Yeah.
Do you think that the Wikipedia page for bears says that they hibernate?
No. I'm confident it will explain the difference on both the hibernation page. I think it will mention it.
Okay.
And on bears,
it will mention that they are commonly, it's misconstrued. Yeah,
they'd be like, oh, these fools go dormant, but they're not, they don't.
Okay. So you've got a relatively optimistic kind of outlook here that you think Wikipedia is going to nail it.
Yeah, I'm coming in hot. I'm calling my shot. I'm saying bears don't hibernate. A lot of people are wrong. Tortoises do hibernate. Frogs, oh man.
Frogs and toads.
Those little critters, boy howdy, do they love letting their body get real cold to just above true death, and they just hang out. And some of them just kind of wherever they are when it gets cold enough.
Real, so they don't even bother digging a hole. They're just like, nah, this place.
They
this
do. They can't. Like some of them do, but they don't necessarily get to the hole in time. You know, like a cold snap comes through. They're warm-blooded animals, so they really rely on the outer temperature. So, like, if you're a frog,
you mean they're warm-blooded or they're cold-blooded?
Cold-blooded. That's what I meant.
You said, yeah, yeah,
I said it.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I got something right today.
You nailed it.
Thanks.
Sorry, I have the My Little Pony soundtrack now blasting in my ear while I'm trying to do this.
Famously, As Awesome As I Want to Be. Great song. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, this isn't one of them. This isn't one of the good ones. That one absolutely slaps. This one is about the character of Bad Seed, and it's not as good.
Horses, they don't hibernate. Ponies don't hibernate.
No.
I think we just need a list of animals that hibernate. Tortoises, frogs, toads. And toads.
Not all of them, obviously. It depends on
What about turtles?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
They might just like go underwater for a bit. Like if you have like goldfish and koi in a pond in New Jersey, like let's say you're my dad.
Hello, I'm Bill Tickle. Hello. I have a pond. That's not at all what your dad sounds like.
I mean, not a great impression, but just look wise, I think you could lie to people if you and my dad are hanging out anywhere and you'd be like, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I'm his son. People would believe
it. Yeah.
Obviously believe me because we do basically look exactly alike.
Right. Well, I started shaving my head a couple weeks ago. You know what? It doesn't make sense
towards looking like Bill Tickle.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to risk your life in a pandemic for a haircut when you barely have any hair. Doesn't. This was the future for me anyway, so I leaned into it. My team at work now say that I just look like Walter White in Breaking Bad. Which I'll take. I don't think I do at all. I mean, I think they just like, I don't know.
Not a good guy, but I mean, I guess you look kind of cool in that show.
I guess. Heisenberg famously did not hibernate.
No, I mean, he kind of does in that last season, right?
Whoa, spoilies. I mean, I saw it. I don't really know. I ruined a lot of things already on this podcast, like Captain America, the Winter Soldier. But you had time. It's not on me. What else is there to say? Like, what other animals hibernate? I don't know. It sounds like mostly reptiles and amphibians. Yeah.
Cold-blooded little critters, they love this thing because then their body doesn't have to do a lot when it's too cold for their little bodies to move.
Honestly, I feel that. I get
we
that.
Should explain. Did we define what it is enough, you think?
No, not at all. So we just started talking.
It's a period where an animal's body functions and metabolic stuff all drops to a point close to, but not at death. Like it gets down there. Like your heart's going real slow. It's to save energy during a time of the year where there's not a lot of food for them. They just kind of like build up a bunch of fat to get through that long period. Animals that truly hibernate don't necessarily need to do that though, because like their body's doing almost nothing.
Do you
like,
think
there's frogs that freeze that are like, you could literally like, you could define them as dead at this stage of their life,
mm-hmm.
Because they are frozen solid. And like, if you drop them, they would like liquid nitrogen rose smash all over the place.
Do you think when those frogs thaw and come back to life, they're like, Hey, Greg, did you see the other side this time? Like I did.
Yeah, they're all very spiritual.
Yeah, they're like, holy shit, man. We got to make everything out of this life because there's just void on the other side.
Or you unthaw one of them and then it decides it has to kill Captain America?
Yeah, I think a better analogy would be like it was given a mission to kill Captain America pre-thaw. Like pre-freeze, okay. Maybe?
I don't remember the Winter Soldier that much.
Oh, you should. It's good. It's easily top 5 Marvel movie. If not like top 3. Yeah,
possibly. I rewatched them all at the beginning of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. It's real good. It's real good. Not my favorite. My favorite, Thor Ragnarok.
It was
Ragnarok.
In the top half for sure. Yeah, Thor Ragnarok is great.
Yeah. Oh, love it.
Thor the Dark World, probably bottom of the pile.
Oh, yeah. Bottom.
Sorry,
bottom,
Chris Eccleston.
Bottom 4, bottom 5. Who's Chris Eccleston?
He is like the elf monster guy.
Oh, yeah.
He was Doctor Who at one point.
Malekith, I believe.
Sure.
Okay. So we didn't come here to talk about Thor the Dark Lord.
Anybody hibernate in Thor?
I don't think so.
Aren't those like icy elves? Don't they have to freeze stuff? Maybe they freeze somebody and they hibernate. I don't know.
And I don't think they hibernate. I think their whole John is that they're just cold. They're like cold Smurfs.
Okay.
Yeah. They're like violent cold Smurfs. I mean, what else is there to say about hibernation, really? I mean, I think the big thing is the misconception. I like knowing that it is in fact death adjacent and that bears go dormant and not hibernate. We got a list of, are we missing any like big hitters that hibernate?
I think people think squirrels do. I don't think they truly hibernate. I think it's a
no,
similar deal.
Because you see squirrels in winter, right?
Yeah, like
they probably.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, they probably are closer to, you know, dormancy of like, you know what, it's cold, so I'm not going to go running around as much, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's squirrels that live in the tree in front of my house, and you can see, I saw them today, and oh boy, they're just absolute units at this point.
Oh, yeah? And,
yeah, just real, just like an ass, like a dump truck.
Man, how are they compared to your unit?
less furry, but it's close.
Glenn, you gotta take care of that.
It's been a long year. Yeah, so you see them in the winter, like they'll come down and see what's up, see if we left any pumpkins out or whatever. They go crazy for Halloween. They love chomping on them pumpies.
Here's a question. Hibernation really only applies to, it feels like it mostly applies to cold-blooded animals when the temperature is very cold.
Yeah.
Like that's the perfect, like there's no, Gila monsters are not hibernating because they live in a climate where
it probably doesn't apply.
I mean, maybe it does. I think they have them in Japan, so maybe they do our cold climate. Some,
I don't know. I mean, I know it's a thing, like if it gets too cold too quickly in Florida, if there's like a weird cold snap, if you're walking around, you'll see like an iguana tipped over on the side of the road because it just like the temperature lowered so much. I think they die though. Because I don't think they're built to hibernate.
Right, they haven't evolved to hibernate.
They don't have that skill. They have to level up.
Another
lock that character trait.
Another ridiculous, not ridiculous. Another just sobering reality of the climate change crisis. You want iguanas around? Well, maybe stop.
Kind of ambivalent. I don't feel strongly one way or the other as to how many iguanas we have. I mean, overall, I'm not, you know, we need to take climate change seriously. There's a lot of obvious negative impacts, but you know, I'm not attached to iguanas as a species.
I don't know, man. You can eat iguana. It's a thing. You can do it.
I mean, I can eat a lot of things that I don't. You can eat plankton. Get some baleen on there. Just strain some krill.
Well, I think that's it for our side of this page. Do you want to take a break? Come back at it and see how we did?
Yeah, let's do it. Hey, friends.
Hey, everyone. John here from the Improvised Wiki. Oh, you son of a bitch. I started doing it.
I was going to do it, too.
Oh. Talk over each other? We started at the same time?
Should we just do two ads at the same time where we both just talk?
You start this time.
Hey, friends. This week, the Improvised Wikipedia podcast is brought to you by...
The Improvised Wikipedia podcast.
Did you just take a bath? Do you have your jammies on? Are you ready for dessert? Get cookies. They're in the tin that's usually on the bar that you ran over here. And mommy moved it. And you have to go find it. You get to pick a
cookie.
Are you
oatmeal raisin?
I have a dessert. You can pick a cookie.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's dessert time because you just took your bath and got your jammies on like a big girl.
Dirty, and then
so get yourself a cookie.
Yeah, there you go.
Use promo code ImprovWikipod.
ImprovWikipod at checkout.
84% off cookies
for 10 cents. All right, we are back in the studio, and the studio is Zoom, obviously. And I am pulling up the Hibernation Wikipedia page. I should have previously done that. I'm usually better than that, Glenn. I'm sorry for wasting. Okay, never mind. You son of a bitch.
Take your time.
All right. Well, first off, I'm on the official page for Hibernation. And for the power management process in computing, see Hibernation parentheses computing.
Hibernate, we didn't really talk about that.
Yeah, Hibernate redirects here for the Java database library. See Hibernate parentheses framework. So we're not talking about that. We are talking about hibernation is a state of minimal activity and metabolic depression in endotherms. Hibernation
endotherms.
Is.
Oh, that's what cold. Yeah, that means you're cold blooded. Endotherm, yeah. Right?
I believe so. Yeah. Hibernation is a seasonal heterothermy characterized by low body temperature, slow breathing, and heart rate, and a low metabolic rate as well. It commonly occurs during the winter months. End of first paragraph. Feel like
I said metabolic rate a lot of times in the past half hour, so I feel like...
You also made a lot of like casual jokes about how you basically dead, and they don't say that in the first paragraph, so that's right there.
They don't say it expressly, but the way they describe it, yeah, you're basically dead.
Although traditionally reserved for, quote, deep hibernators such as rodents, the term has been redefined to include animals such as bears and is now applied based on active metabolic suppression rather than any absolute decline in body temperature.
Ooh, so they done change the game.
So basically, we got it wrong, and Dum Dum said bears hibernate, and rather than trying to correct people, they're like, all right, let's just amend this shit.
Yeah, I mean, you do have to do that sometimes, because language is descriptive, not prescriptive. So if everybody starts saying bears hibernate, you do just kind of have to accept it, but...
Yeah. So many experts believe that the process of daily torpor and hibernation form a continuum and utilize similar mechanisms. I don't know what torpor is.
I don't know either. T-O-R-P-O-R? I've never seen the word before. I probably played it in Scrabble, but
All right,
couldn't
so
give you
it
a definition if I wanted to.
A state of decreased physiological activity in an animal, usually by a reduced body temperature and metabolic rate. So basically it's the word for what we were describing as hibernation before they had to amend hibernation. So
yeah,
torpor.
So that's what bears do. Bears are out there full of torpor, baby.
Okay. So the equivalent during summer months is known as estivation. And so that is an animal state of dormancy that takes place in the summer rather than winter, characterized
it's
by
too spicy.
It's too spicy. Ooh, it's too spicy, daddy. Hibernation functions to conserve energy when sufficient food is unavailable. To achieve this energy saving, an endothermic animal decreases its metabolic rate and thereby its body temperature. Hibernation may last days, weeks, months, depending on the species, ambient temperature, time of year, and individual's body condition. That sentence doesn't make sense. Hibernation may last days, weeks, or months, depending on the species. Never mind. I read it poorly. Before entering hibernation, animals need to store enough energy to last throughout the duration of their dormant period, possibly as long as an entire winter. Larger species become hyperphagic, eating a large amount of food and storing the energy in fat deposits. In many species, food caching replaces eating and becoming fat. Some species of mammals hibernate while gestating young, which are born either while the mother hibernates or shortly thereafter. Probably
that does seem like an excellent use of time.
Yeah, and like preferred way to go through birth, right? Like just be passed the fuck out.
Well, I don't think they're born then. I think that's just when they're in there.
Some species of mammals hibernate while gestating young, which are born either while the mother hibernates or shortly thereafter. So yeah, they are born the mother's hibernating.
Even
that's
better.
That's a party. Welcome to the world. You're on your own. Suck on this. For example, female...
Mommy will wake up in a couple of days.
Female polar bears go into hibernation during cold winter months in order to give birth to their offspring. The pregnant mothers significantly increase their body mass prior to hibernation, and this increase is further reflected in the weight of the offspring. The fat accumulation enables them to provide sufficiently warm and nurturing environment for their newborns. During hibernation, they subsequently lose 15 to 27% of their pre-hibernation weight by using their stored fats for energy. So it's like,
sounds right.
Instead of the freshman 15, it's the got to give birth to these polar bear cubs 15 or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Keep these babies warm in this ice cave.
Yeah. Ectothermic animals also undergo periods of metabolic suppression and dormancy, which in many invertebrates is referred to as diapause. Some researchers and members of the public use the term brumate to describe winter dormancy of reptiles, but the more general term hibernation is believed to be adequate to refer to any winter dormancy. So hibernation specifically is tied to the seasonality of winter.
Okay.
Interesting.
I mean, I feel like it's come up twice now in this article. People are just playing fast and loose with what the word hibernate means.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm all for descriptive language, but like words need to mean things,
right? So there's actually like, so that's the opening section of this, and then there's a side-by-side table of contents and then a call out box that this page is part of a series on animal dormancy, which includes pages for torpor, hibernation, estivation, cryptobiosis, brumation, diapause, winter rest, critical thermal maximum, sleep parentheses non-human, and developmental biology.
The cryo one is what I was talking about with those frogs that freeze solid.
Cryptobiosis.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. That's when it's just like... You are pretty much dead.
Yeah, you're right. Cryptobiosis, or also known as anabiosis, is a metabolic state of life entered by an organism in response to adverse environmental conditions such as desiccation, freezing, and oxygen deficiency.
It's pretty much, you're just like, hey, I'm going to turn off for a bit and hope things improve. It's just like, I'm just going to be here. I'll see you guys. I hope you guys work out the low oxygen content and the freezing temperature and everything before I decide to hop back in here. I'm just gonna go.
So we did get something wrong, and they break it down into like different kingdoms, and under the mammals section there's an obligate hibernation category. And so obligate hibernators are animals that spontaneously and annually enter hibernation regardless of the ambient temperature and access to food. And obligate hibernators include many species of ground squirrels. So there are a lot of obligate hibernators out there. Do they, I wonder if it's like narcolepsy. So like they're just like they're grabbing nuts and they're like, oh shit, gotta spontaneously hibernate now.
That sounds like an evolutionary flaw.
Right.
Like hibernating because it's cold, and you know it's gonna get cold and you know you're not gonna have food. Great. That's a big plus. Doing it just cause it's just
yeah.
You just fall asleep for 3 months, I guess.
Let's finish out this section because there's theories here. So typical winter season for obligate hibernators is characterized by periods of torpor interrupted by periodic euthermic arousal, during which body temperatures and heart rates are restored to normal levels. The cause and purpose of these arousals is still not clear.
Sorry, my daughter is showing me some kind of bill that she's informed me that she's taken from mommy.
I mean, like, I've been there every morning. A bill? Like a gotta pay a bill?
Yeah. She seems very proud that she took it from mommy.
Yeah, well.
She had to show me that, and that she took it from me.
What's mommy doing giving bills to children?
I mean, at a certain point, you just, you know, it's your problem now, 2-year-old. You figure this out.
Yeah. All right. So what you missed while the bill kerfuffle was going on, what we learned is these obligate hibernators, they go through long periods of torpor where they're just fucking passed out. But then they have periods of euthermic arousal where they're like restored and they're just running around, but like no one knows why. It's not clear. There's still no clear-cut explanation, and there are multiple hypotheses on the topic. One favorite hypothesis is that hibernators build up a quote sleep debt during hibernation, and so they gotta occasionally warm up in order to sleep. So hibernation, sure. Not sleep.
That's like when you wake up in the middle of the night because you're a little chilly. You gotta like,
yeah. You think that's what it is?
Get another blankie, get all snuggly.
Interesting. There's a study that they did on the Arctic ground squirrel that seems to support that. Today I learned the Arctic ground squirrel is a thing that exists.
Yeah, they love being snuggly.
So other theories postulate that brief periods of high body temperature during hibernation allow the animal to restore its available energy sources so that it can also initiate an immune response. So it chilly, I got a cold, uh-oh, better wake up.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah. So this page goes on and on and on, quite frankly. I'm already tired of it, but this is a good page. This is another one of those.
Why don't
you go
in a cave for 3 months? Rest up.
Right? Maybe I will. But this is one of those pages that, like, I'm always thrilled to come across, you know? Like, we see some real stinkers on the show. So when we get a page like this that actually fulfills what you hope for, you know, it's a great intro. It's a great jumping off point. It's well-cited. It's explained. Some things I don't know. Yeah. I'm proud of this page. I'm proud of us too, and by us I mean you. I didn't offer shit to this.
So it is a pretty good page, sounds like. I didn't open it up and look at it myself, but I believe you. I think we did good though.
Yeah, I think specifically you did very well. I think it's a push, like I really do, right?
And I'll that's my main, because there's the big thing about changing the definition of hibernate, but
right, like we've now just been like, you know what, anytime you're sleepy, go ahead and use the word hibernate. We can't control language, so this word now means this word
whatever
means
you
nothing.
Want it to be.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you doing tomorrow? Well, I'm gonna hibernate for 6 to 8 hours and then I'm gonna go to work.
Yeah, I'm sure it's popped up in advertising somewhere like that, comparing like getting new pajamas to hibernating for the winter, some dumb bullshit.
Oh, that's some real Don Draper stuff right there, buddy. You should quit your day job of not getting comedy gigs.
Of not having a day job.
Hey, speaking of comedy gigs, I talked about it in the cold open, but your Dry Bar special is coming out soon.
Yes, sometime this month. They didn't give me a date yet. I hope they will before it's that date so I can tell people about it and get them to watch it. But it'll be called The Favorite. It'll be on Dry Bar Comedy. You get the app. You can watch stuff for free on there. Or I think you can, if you're watching it in a browser, I think you have to pay like $1. But you can just get the app and watch it for free.
There you go. So keep your eyes peeled. You know, follow Glenn on the social media. I'll probably post it too. Let's be honest. Yeah. You're a TikTok sensation all of a sudden. Yeah. The fuck happened?
I don't know. I put 2 stand-up clips yesterday, and they're at last I checked over 300,000 views between the two of them.
Man, and you didn't even use any of the good jokes.
I know. I used old one. This is like the first track from my 2016 album, and I'm like, oh, I have video of that, and might as well, I don't know, throw it up there. But then other stuff, I put other, like the show that I did outside at Steel Sex during quarantine has like 80 views. So I don't know. I can't figure out TikTok, but right now it's loving those 2 clips I got.
Well, there you go. So keep your eyes peeled. The Favorite. It will be your favorite.
Yesterday, my wife asked me if I watched The Favorite, and I was like, yeah, they sent me, but she was talking about the movie about the Queen. There's a movie called The Favorite. That's what she was talking about. Not mine. Not my favorite.
Unless it's that chess queen. You don't give an A. You don't give an ass, apparently. That's a thing. I don't give an A. Coined and minted, baby. Cut the check. Don't give an A. It's streets ahead.